Hey there, Chamber members. Jay Revel here. Welcome to another episode of the Chamber Podcast. Want to reiterate to you again that in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, we are using this opportunity with our Chamber Podcast to share information with our members and other listeners about efforts that are ongoing in our community and in our neighboring communities to help rebuild after the storm. Today, I've got a very special guest with us, a good friend of ours here at the Chamber of Commerce, Ron Sachs, who's the founder of Sachs Media Group, is with us today. Ron is always someone who has such a giving heart and such a great mind for how to use the talents of his organization to help others. Ron, in the last few weeks, has been really working on trying to pull some efforts and some really important folks together to remind the world that something devastating has happened in our community, and our neighbors are hurting and they need our help. And we've brought Ron in to tell us a little bit about that effort right now. Ron, welcome to the show. Can you tell our listeners about what you've been working on with your team and a lot of other partners lately?
Well, thanks, Jay, and thanks to the Chamber for always doing the right things to be positive and proactive, and this podcast is a reflection of that. Those of us who are Floridians and been through hurricane seasons know that almost any part of the state is vulnerable to being hit. The big urban areas, you know, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Tampa, St. Pete, Jacksonville, Orlando, when they get hit, it stays in the news a long time. Hurricane Andrew in 1992, even though it hit a pretty limited geography of south part of Miami-Dade County, it was a big urban area it's attached to. So there was just intense, omnipresent attention to it by local, state, and national media, and by governments and nonprofits. Hurricane Michael hit our region of the wonderful, relatively sleepy compared to the urban areas, part of Northwest Florida. Didn't hit all of it. There are areas that are unaffected, but those areas that got hit hard, up to a dozen counties, several dozen cities and towns, many of which Floridians have never heard of or never visited and may never see, like Mariana or Bluntstown or even Toueg. People wondered if that's really even a town. Yes, it is. Panama City got devastated, but Panama City Beach is okay. Destin's okay. Fort Walton Beach, it seems to be everything east and north of Panama City Beach is in the devastation zone at varying degrees. So there's been a growing concern that because we're not a big urban region, that the Hurricane Michael devastated areas are going to be forgotten too soon. In fact, here it is 3 weeks afterwards, and already the news media coverage all around the state is on lots of things, but hardly anything at all about Hurricane Michael. In our region, fortunately, the attention stays here. So two of Florida's greatest statesmen, former House Speakers Alan Benz, who's from Bay County, Panama City, and his actual son-in-law, Will Weatherford, served with distinction, and they've only distinguished themselves even more since they got out of elected office. They've been very concerned about making sure that Northwest Florida is not forgotten. So they've asked us to work with a coalition of groups and build something that can keep Northwest Florida, the damaged regions and the undamaged regions, in the focal point of Floridians and Americans, the press, public policymakers, and so on. So we have launched an effort called Rebuild 850, that being obviously the area code for this wonderful region of the state. And Rebuild 850 exists to do four things. Encourage people to donate, encourage people to volunteer. Those are things that are still needed pretty intensely. And our links from our website take you to the Volunteer Florida website, a well-established fund for assistance that was established by Governor Jeb Bush after the terrible storm seasons of 05 and 06 in the first decade of this millennium. The second level of help that we're looking for is people to visit. I mean, you know, Panama City Beach is open for business, open for visitors. So is Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Pensacola. If people still come to this region, it's not damaged, those areas. Those dollars that they'll spend will be part of keeping a healthier economy. And then the last thing is going to be to encourage people, this is long range, to invest in the region. So Rebuild 850 is about donate, volunteer, visit, and invest. Those are the emphases we're going to have, hopefully, for the next several months to make sure that hurricane victims don't become political victims, too.
Yeah, Ron, that's all extremely well said and an incredibly important effort that you and a number of other leaders have come together to undertake. This storm hit close to home for me. My family's always kind of called this part of the world home. I'm an eighth generation Floridian. They've all lived within that area code. We have team members like my co-host here on the podcast, Sarah, whose family was adversely affected during the storm. And so it's meant a lot to us here at the Chamber to see a great outpouring of support from the Tallahassee community and really from around the state. And I think, you know, really commend you and your team and all those folks who've come together to do this. It's so important for people to, you know, we like to call the area the Forgotten Coast. We don't want people to forget the Forgotten Coast in this scenario, and this effort is really key. Your group is getting ready to launch this effort this week. The website where people are going to be able to find out more information, what is that? Where can they go?
It's rebuild850.org. I think you'll be able to get there also by rebuild850.com.
Great.
But I'd go with the org until I'm sure of that. I also want to say that the organization's coming under this umbrella through the leadership of former speakers Benz and Weatherford, include the Florida Chamber of Commerce, the Florida Chamber Foundation, Volunteer Florida, obviously. We're trying to boost their fundraising and volunteer raising. The Florida Press Association, Florida League of Cities, Florida Association of Counties, United Way of Florida, and the Red Cross, which has hundreds of people deployed in the region still. What I'm excited about as a Tallahassee Chamber member is our chamber is going to help coordinate the inflow of information from its sister and brother chambers from here to Pensacola, so we can include those elements on the website. And similarly, the United Way is going to be working with United Ways in the region to see what else we can do. It's already so impressive what people from our community, Tallahassee, and our business community are doing just naturally out of humanitarian concerns, whether it's taking over truckloads of supplies in the early days to stay in there, whether it's, you know, April Salter at Mexico Beach or our friend Tom Dzierzapolski, who I believe could run for mayor of Bluntstown now and get elected because he's been, you know, over there almost incessantly. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful thing to see what folks are doing to make sure kids still have a Halloween or a Thanksgiving. But we want to make sure the rest of the state remembers our region, too, because that is the great risk, out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
And I think there's probably going to be a special session of the legislature sometime after the election, before the regular session, to address Northwest Florida's needs.
As there should be. You know, it's for those who, obviously I think most of our listeners are aware of this, but people just, whoever may be tuning in, it's important to remember, this is the third worst storm to ever hit the United States. That is just an incredible statistic that goes along with this. And if you haven't taken time to, I wouldn't encourage people to necessarily go down to visit some of the devastation just yet. We have great places, as you said, that are going to be perfect to go visit, great economies that we need to go support. But if you haven't looked at the photographs and the videos and the things that is the evidence of this devastation, it is so severe. Places just been absolutely devastated and people's lives turned upside down. And I just, again, want to reiterate to those listening, there are ways to help. There are ways to give. There are places and organizations that are doing tremendous work that you can help, whether you live in Tallahassee, you live in these affected areas, or you live anywhere in the state of Florida, or you know someone who's just looking for an opportunity to help. Rebuild 850 is going to be a venue in which people can find information on how they can do that.
Yeah, and I want to mention our wonderful state senator, Bill Montford, who's, you know, held so many important positions in elected office and also runs the State Association of District School Superintendents. He's deeply involved in this initiative, along with members of the legislative delegations from here to Pensacola. But the school superintendents are a partner in this. There's some districts just getting kids back to school now, 3 weeks later. So we can't let Northwest Florida fall behind because of this storm. Senator Montford also makes the strong point that many of these communities were already pretty economically challenged, with folks in that Alice population of being in poverty or pretty close to poverty, and many now still living in homes that were wrecked. They're living in the ruins of their own homes or in fields. So I know there's a press to get FEMA to bring in some emergency housing. What we just want to do is make sure that there's a drumbeat of attention continually, and that as we head into this holiday season, you can almost feel it coming, there's the larger risk more and more that this part of our state's going to be forgotten by the rest of the state and the rest of the country. The Florida Press Association, again, is going to probably help us get a weekly digest of what's going on in the region to newspapers around the state. We want to make it hard for people to forget our region that needs help and that part of the region that doesn't need help and is still open for business and visits. And this is pretty exciting. We hope and expect to produce a half-hour television special about what's going on in the region and place it on 10 television stations, one in each market in the state, which will also be boosting traffic to Rebuild 850 and particularly the fundraising.
Folks who are listening, one more thing I'll add to this. You have an opportunity to help in this, too. We want to spread this message. We want to make sure people remain aware of this devastation that's occurred and the ways in which they can help. You can do that by sharing this podcast. You can do this by sharing the website for Rebuild 850. Make sure your friends, again, both here in our community and outside of our community, aware of the many ways that they can help.
I also want to say our social digital media team have created a lot of content already. I brought a copy for you all. I think I sent it to you electronically. So our chamber, any business, any individual, on your own Facebook page, on your own Twitter account, share this content. We want to widen the audience for it exponentially. We want this all to go viral so everybody knows that the Hurricane Michael damaged areas and undamaged areas of our region are not going to be forgotten. For local folks, if you wanted to take a quick weekend trip to Panama City Beach or Walton County or Fort Walton Beach or Pensacola Beach, those dollars that you spend on the way there and while you're there are going to help the economy of the region. And on the way there or back, you'll be able to pass through some of these communities and get your own sense of why we need to all stay involved and make sure our neighbors across the state and country stay aware of what's wrong here, what's right here, and the help we need.
There's no better time than now for folks all across our country to remember to do unto others as they would have them do unto you, which is all about being neighborly and remembering you know, why it is that we're Americans, why we're Floridians, why we love each other, why we care, what the things we have in common and our shared bonds are, and Hurricane Michael, and again, those affected, they need our help, they need our awareness, they need everything we can do for them.
And I think the folks in our community here in Tallahassee, in the Big Bend area nearest us, we got touched by Michael.
Yeah.
We had the inconvenience of a lot of downed trees and roads that were unpassable. Not a lot of damage to structures, but some homes got hit hard, some not as hard. But almost all of us were without power for 2, 3 or more days. Imagine that being the lowest end of damage compared to what our neighbors west of us are suffering still. And we know that our community is going to stay involved and sensitive to the ongoing need. We just want everyone to use their own messaging tools to make sure your friends and neighbors and even strangers around the state don't forget this part of the state.
Hit them with the website one more time, Ron.
That would be rebuild850.org. Please go there, donate, volunteer, set up a visit, and eventually we may find some investment opportunities for
local folks
who want to help that region recover and have some ROI for it.
That's great. Well, Ron, we thank you for being with us. Appreciate all your hard work on this effort. And folks, again, make sure you stay on top of this. Share these messages with your friends and family, both around the state, region, and the country, and make sure that no one forgets just how much people need our help here just down the street from us in our neighboring communities.
Well, I thank the Tallahassee Chamber for always being on top of things, being in front of everything good happening in our community, and stopping lots of bad things, too.
Yeah, we're working on it. So thanks again, Ron. We appreciate you being with us. Thanks again to all those who've tuned in to listen to this episode. We appreciate you, as always. There's always an opportunity for you to come find more information about ways you can help by staying in touch with the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. As always, you can find us at www.talchamber.com. Thanks again for being with us.